Country Club FM. We do the Almanac at this time Monday through Friday on Bob FM, the state in history and birthdays. Today is Friday, January 19th, the 19th day of the year. You know what? No internet in the studio will not stop the Almanac. The Almanac cannot be stopped. It's you can only hope to contain it.
Right. You can't stop it.
Nope. 346 days left to go in 2018. Today, 1898, Brown defeated Harvard by a score of 6-0. It was an all-Ivy League matchup in the first ever intercollegiate hockey game.
Huh.
1898, 6-0, the win over Harvard for Brown.
I wonder if they had running time on the six-goal differential.
Yeah, I don't know. They probably didn't have that at that time. The rules were a little different in the late 1800s.
Okay, well, I can believe that.
1937, Howard Hughes set a transcontinental air record. He flew from Los Angeles to New York in 7 hours, 28 minutes. 25 seconds. They had it right down to the exact second there. And that's just enough time to get, you know, if you have an in-flight movie, that's just enough time to get one of the Lord of the Rings movies in.
Yeah.
Because those are long. 1939, this is a big event. Ernest Hausen of Wisconsin set the chicken plucking record. He plucked one chicken in 4.4 seconds.
Come on. That had to be the world's smallest chicken then.
It's ready to be broiled. Throw it in the pot. It's the chicken plucking record, 4.4 seconds. And in fact, they wanted to have a game show. It was much like Name That Tune. It's called Pluck That Chicken.
Huh.
I can pluck that chicken in 5 seconds. I can pluck that chicken in 4.4 seconds. Ernest, pluck that chicken. Ernest, pluck that chicken.
Yeah, it was Tom Kennedy would be a great host for that, too, by the way.
He was a farm boy.
Yeah.
1953, the state, this happened on television. 68% of people watching TV watch this.
Boy, you hear that? I had it. Boy, I had it.
Little Ricky was born on this date. Lucy Ricardo giving birth to Little Ricky. I love Lucy. 68% of all TV sets in the U.S. tuned in for that. That was in 1953.
Wow.
1966, a certain villain made his first appearance on Batman.
Yes, my fine feathered finks. This is just a little plot that I hatched in prison. You wait and see. The Batman and the Penguin are going to be partners in plunder.
Partners in plunder. Oh, no. That was the first part of their two-part. First part of the two-parter.
Yeah, they were always two-parters. I love it.
Fine Feathered Finks was the name of the episode. It was 1966, Burgess Meredith. As Oswald Cobblepot, the Penguin on Batman.
Very
in
nice.
In 66. In 71, Helter Skelter by the Beatles played at Charles Manson's trial. It was said that that song is what inspired Charles Manson and his followers. And just to kind of balance things out later on in the trial, later in the day in 71 on this date, they played Close to You by the Carpenters.
Well,
just to balance it out a little bit. 1974 on the hardwood.
Notre Dame 71, UCLA 70 with 6 seconds left. Into Walton. He can't score. Turnovich, Myers, teammate. It's all over.
Dr. David Carpenter.
The big upset, the big winning streak snap. That is the now departed, the now late Dick Enberg making the call for UCLA basketball as they fall to Notre Dame on this date, 1974. Notre Dame had an 11-point lead with just a few minutes to go.
Kelly Trepuka on that team?
Yes, and of course so is Bill Walton. But they couldn't get
UCLA,
it done.
Yeah.
Yes, for UCLA. 71-70.
Wow.
Notre Dame beat UCLA. Came back from an 11-point deficit. 88-game winning streak was snapped.
That's quite a deal.
The Wizard of Westwood was no more. He should have been fired after that, right?
John Wooden out.
1974. 1977, I hope they had enough porta-potties because the world's largest crowd gathering, the Hindu Kumbh Mela in India, attracted a then-record 15 million people to one event.
Is that like a concert?
That would have been, I don't know, some kind of religious gathering.
A lot
what
of
it was.
Sitar in that.
They would have needed a lot of porta-potties.
Yes, they would have.
And somebody really could have made a killing as far as the concession.
Oh, man, that would have been
could have
How many people again? Run that number by me.
15 million.
Wow.
1981, this was the date that U.S. and Iran signed an agreement paving the way for the release of the American hostages in the Iran hostage crisis. They would then be released the very next day, just ahead of Ronald Reagan's inauguration. 2006, Wilson Pickett died. Need somebody to help me say it one time. Name of this song is The Land Of.
I don't know.
1,000 Dances, Wilson Pickett. He also did Mustang Sally in the Midnight Hour. Heart Attack on this date. Fell the Wicket Picket, Wilson Pickett, 2006.
Yeah. 2007.
Yeah. 2007, we lost. We're also remembering Denny Doherty, the piercing tenor for the Mamas and the Papas. He was living in Canada at the time, and he died. He was 66 years old. Mama Cass had a crush on him. It was unrequited love. Yes. Denny didn't have a crush on the other way, and Mama Cass was crushed as a result of that.
Right.
Just watch VH1 Behind the Music. You'll know what I'm talking about. Now, in 2008, the sultry voice Suzanne Plachette. We said goodbye to her, too.
But that's not the best of it, Bob. I saved the best for last. Look at this. Sardines, 6 cans per dollar. The man said they're fresh off the boat. What do you say about that?
I was almost killed.
Because you have sardines? You know, Bob Newhart or Bob Hartley at that instance, he was nothing if he wasn't a big fan of sardines.
Right.
On the Bob Newhart show. Suzanne Plachette played Bob Newhart's wife.
Nobody deadpanned better than Bob Newhart.
Passing away. We had that dry humor. It was the button down mind of Bob Newhart.
It was good.
2008. 2013, we had a Batman reference earlier. The original Batmobile from the series Batman sold for auction, $4.6 million. That's a good return on investment.
It was almost as good as the Hitler car that was sold. I heard you talk about
it. Yeah, but they didn't get as much as they wanted. Yeah. Some people still don't want to touch anything that's involved with that man.
I'd be on that camp.
It was the first of 6 Batmobiles produced. They produced a total of 6 Batmobiles for the show. You remember when they would do the Bat Turn? The parachutes would come out, and they could make the full 360 and turn all the way around.
That was awesome.
I haven't seen another car ever do that.
No.
I don't know if that's ever capable. It was the Batmobile 2013. And also 2013, 5 years ago, Lance Armstrong is?
Cheater.
He admitted to doping in all 7 of his Tour de France victories on this date, 2013. At least he fessed up to it. There's still some baseball players who refuse to fess up to it.
Yes.
2013, it was Lance Armstrong. Birthdays today. She almost got pecked to death. Tippi Hedren in the Byrds, 88. I'm glad she found refuge in a phone booth, a glass case of emotion. Tippi Hedren, 88 today. We also had on this date a couple of years ago, I want to go back to this day in history because I had a special news report.
The Japanese man who held the Guinness World Record for oldest living man dies at age 112. Yasutaro Koide died early on January 19th in the city of Nagoya, according to Akira Yamase, a representative of Japan's Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare.
If you eat a lot of spring rolls, you live to be a old man. 112, you know, the good thing about... when the oldest person on Earth dies, there's another one right there ready to take the role.
Yes.
They don't have to. It's not like the Pope where they have to have a conclave and get together and then wait for the right colored smoke to come out of the chimney. You know, they don't have to hold a special election. The oldest person in the world is right there, ready to take
He's
the mantle
ready to take, yep,
and
take
ready
baton.
To take over. So, back to birthdays.
Johnny Angel, how I love him. He's got something that I can.
Oh, the voice of an angel.
But he doesn't even know.
Shelly Fabre.
I exist.
74 today for Shelly Fabre singing Johnny Angel. She was on the Donna Reed Show. And she was Coach's girlfriend, the TV.
She was great.
She the TV reporter. What was her first name on Coach? It was something Armstrong. It wasn't Kelly. Was it Kelly? Kelly? Was that his daughter? Can't remember.
It was his daughter, I think.
Anyway, Shelly Fabre, big happy birthday to her today. Dan Reeves is 74. Beat our Vikings as coach of the Falcons.
Yeah.
And before that, he took the Denver Broncos to a couple of Super Bowl losses. Dan Reeves, football coach, 74 today. Our Fave Five artist, it's her birthday today.
Yes, it is.
Dolly Parton, 72. two. The best going out to her today. Paula Deen is celebrating today. Paula Deen, you know, she likes to cook with butter.
Yes.
Hey, y'all. I'm Paula Deen. Butter. 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 But tickle butter. Butter and butter. Mmm. Creamy.
Yeah, you know, even Land O'Lakes is saying maybe you might want to lay off on the butter.
Yeah, good.
Might want to lay off on the butter. There. And, of course, she's made some controversial comments over the years. Paula Deen, she's 71 today.
When I say I'm spinning round, 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 smoke glass thing I come.
One third of the group America, one of my favorites. Neil, I think you also like them.
You know it. Love it. Great tune here.
Oz never did get nothing to the Scarecrow that he didn't already have. Happy birthday to Tay Dewey Bunnell, 1952, born on this date. Happy
Still
birthday.
Still touring with him.
Yep, he is 65 today. 60, no, wait a minute, 66 today for Dewey Bunnell. Do the math. Okay. Jerry Beckley and Dan Peek. Dan Peek's no longer with us, but he is touring with Jerry Beckley. So two-thirds of America still alive, still well, and Dewey Bunnell, and that rhymes, and that was the plan here on the Almanac. Good. Happy birthday today, celebrating number 66. Now, today was when little Ricky was born. It's also the same day that their actual son was born, Desi Arnaz Jr.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I think you're the tops yourself.
Me?
Bye-bye.
There he is, Desi Arnaz Jr. on that wonderful, very special episode of Brady Bunch, where Marsha has a crush on Desi Arnaz, and at the end of the show, much like Davy Jones from the Monkees in a later episode, shows up at the Brady house. 65 today, Alice absolutely flipped out when Desi Arnaz Jr. was there.
Wow.
She was,
deal.
Even though she liked Sam the Barber, she liked her young. She liked her men young,
yeah.
Alice. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, yeah, I did.
So Desi Arnaz Jr., believe it or not, 65 today.
Oh, Al.
Oh, Al, indeed.
She played Peg Bundy perfectly, did she not? The wig, the walk, everything. Katie Sagal, 64.
Hilarious show.
64 from Married with Children. Luke Longley, he's a former Timberwolf.
Yes, he is.
Big
man.
He was a first-round draft pick out of New Mexico State, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right, yep.
And he played for the Wolves for a few years and, you know, kind of didn't do a whole lot here. And then he signed on with the Bulls and won some NBA championships as the center for the Bulls.
Yeah, I know it.
Luke Longley.
He had some good players with him there.
Yeah, it wasn't all Luke Longley.
No.
Tony Kukoc had something to do with it.
Yeah.
49 for Luke Longley. Listen to this.
If you could only have one guy, just one guy, that you put in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I don't know why that would be. Maybe because there's a small Hall of Fame and there's a fire inspector that says you can only have one guy that can go in that Hall of Fame. That guy, I mean, that guy's going to be Brett Favre.
Now, was that John Madden or was that Frank Caliendo? Any clues?
It's Frank, but it's so spot on. It's scary.
He does like impersonations of everybody on ESPN. His John Gruden.
Gosh.
They did a bit where it was him and John Gruden side by side doing that quarterback camp thing that they do. It is hilarious.
The guy is talented.
He is, no doubt. And Frank Caliendo, he had Frank TV, which was outstanding.
I'd like to play that again. That's
he's
so
44.
Good. I love it.
Yeah, that was her her little. They were hoping that might be a, you know, what you're talking about, Willis on Full House.
Or a Dynamite.
She was the middle daughter on Full House. She played Stephanie Tanner. Jodie Sweetin is 36 today. How rude. We have Thomas Vanek, 34, former Wild, former Golden Gopher, won a national championship with the Golden Gophers.
Yeah, pretty good score.
Came to us via Austria and, you know, kind of had a so-so run here with the Wild. He didn't score as many goals as we had hoped.
No.
When they
now, though,
is he with Buffalo? Where is he at?
I think he's back with Buffalo.
Is it Buffalo, the Sabres? Gosh, I really think it is. He's 34 today.
He's got 15, 18 goals, something like that.
Our rapper of the day, Lil Scrappy, is 34. And Sean Johnson, the Olympic gymnast, she's a Des Moines native. And won the gold on the women's balance beam in Beijing in 08. She is 26 today. Now, you have your printout of the Gone But Not Forgotten. Okay.
Yes, this is a nice list. Here we go. We start with inventor James Watt. When you have a unit of power named after you, you're pretty good. You're pretty important. The 50,000-watt light bulbs, they're probably not quite that high. James Watt, 1736. He was the Civil War Confederate general. He had to say, we lost. Robert E. Lee.
And his statues are going bye-bye.
Yes. He was born on this day, 1807. A great general in our history. Poet Edgar Allan Poe. He was an interesting character. Born on this day, 1809. You know, you remember the Raven.
Quote the Raven, Nevermore.
Yeah, it's he was a little bit macabre, a little bit dark.
That's why Baltimore's NFL team was named the Ravens.
Very nice.
Because of his association with Baltimore in that area.
Edgar Allan Poe, born on this day, 1809. We just talked about Minnesota Fats. He was played by Jackie Gleason. In a particular pool movie.
Not really. It was Minnesota Fats thought that the character from the book was him.
Yeah. Well,
but
yeah,
it's never
true.
Been proven that it was him, and that's why he took the Minnesota Fats name.
And he's not from Minnesota, but he was the great billiards legend, Minnesota Fats, born on this day, 1913. She was Edith, opposite Archie, on All in the Family.
I would rather croak than hear you tell any more dog stories. I'm fed up to hear with dogs and with Barney Hackner.
Oh, Archie, Barney is a neighbor. Wow. And there ain't too many left on the block that's still talking to you.
She told it like it was.
And she could sing.
Stapleton. Hilarious. She must have won some awards for that program, I would think. She won several Emmys, as a matter of fact. Born on this day, 1923. Another great character from one of my favorite shows of all time, on Cheers. He was Coach Ernie Pantuzzo.
Cheers? Yeah, just a sec. Is there an Ernie Pantuzzo here?
That's you, Coach.
Speaking.
Are you kidding me? That is Nicholas Colasanto, and he died, and they wrote his character passing away into the program, mm-hmm. and brought in Woody Boyd,
which is a good thing to do. I like that. I think that's the way it should be done. When there's a beloved character like that in the show, I think it's good that the fans of the show are able to then mourn and have that part of the show. I think they handled it well.
I agree, and I think that's the way Coach would have wanted it. And they did that, and then that opened the door for Woody. Nicholas Colasanto was born on this day, 1924. One half of the Everly Brothers, Phil Everly, 1939. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Janis Joplin, 1943.
Listen closely, you can hear the Everly Brothers singing back up
on
this.
Maybe that's what it is.
Because there's big brother in the holding company.
Yes. You got it. She would be at Woodstock and many other things. She left us early. Janis Joplin, born on this day, 1943. And he was addicted to love, Robert Palmer.
Not only was he addicted to love, he was simply irresistible,
oh,
too.
He was.
You know, once you find a formula that works for your music videos, just stick with it. Basically, just stand in front of a bunch of real hot models, have them dance around.
Yeah.
He did that for more than one video.
Yes, he did. I noticed when I saw him at the Medina, he did not have the girls in the band.
They couldn't fit him in the bus.
Maybe not, but yeah, he was very talented and died too young as well. Robert Palmer, 1949. That entire list right there, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
And that concludes the week that was the Bob Almanac here on Bob FM. If you want to relive any of them, feel free, mybobcountry.com. Front page button, it says Almanac right there. Only a dummy would miss it. Here's Tim McGraw, Bob FM, back to the music.